What are some different types of donuts? According to shape, really. Do you have a name for a rectangular one?
A rectangular one?
Yes, without a hole.
Eclair? Is that the... Is that what you're talking about? That's the only thing I can think of.
You wouldn't call that a long john, would you?
No.
Okay, how about one that had jelly in it?
I would throw it out.
You don't like jelly, do you? What would you call it before you threw it out?
Just probably jelly donut.
All right. Would you ever call it a Bismarck?
No.
All right. How about the twisted kind?
I would call it twist. French curl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are all the donut questions. What would you call a ring that had a large stone in it?
Large stone. I would probably just call it a wedding ring, but I'm sure it's not. But I would just call it a ring, a huge ring.
Okay, do you have a name for just the stone itself, a slang name?
If it was real big, I'd probably call it a rock.
Uh-huh, fine. And how about different types of shorts? What if they're just about...
Bermudas.
Okay, that's knee length.
Yeah.
And suppose they're lower.
I would... probably britches or something like that.
Do you know the term pedal pushers?
No.
Okay, and suppose they're very short.
Or hot pants, probably.
Do people still say that?
No.
Why did you say that?
Because I would probably call them hot pants.
Okay. Then what would you call clothes that were previously owned by somebody else?
Hand-me-downs.
Suppose you'd gone out and bought them in a thrift store.
They were used.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a slang term for very fashionable or good-looking clothes?
Nice clothing. I've heard of it being called threads, but I would never call it that.
Would you call it anything?
No.
Okay. What do you call the kind of bag where you would store winter clothes in the closet during the summer?
I don't know. That I wouldn't know.
Maybe you wouldn't do this. You probably don't even have winter clothes in Orlando. How about the kind of bag that things come back from the dry cleaners in?
All I know is it's clearance mail cellophane. I don't know what we... Laundry bags.
Maybe. All right. Mm-hmm. How about a kind of bag that you might carry on an airplane for a suit?
I don't know what it's called.
All right. Can you name some different types of shoe styles?
You mean like tennis shoes and sneakers and...
What's the difference between tennis shoes and sneakers?
Sneakers, I think, are kind of old and ragged and not very good shoes, but sneakers are... I mean, tennis shoes are tennis shoes. I think that's probably because I play.
Ah, uh-huh. Tennis shoes you actually play tennis in.
Yeah.
Well, what are some others?
Hiking boots and probably... Sometimes when I call my dad's shoes that he works out with, I call them shit stompers because they just look so, you know, ragged. And, what else? They're just like nice shoes, like fancy shoes. I don't know what I would call them.
Okay.
Formal shoes, probably.
Mm-hmm. All right, what about some names for hairstyles?
Shag. I guess a new one now is a perm.
What's that?
Permanent, where people get curls in their hair. Just
all right. Mm-hmm.
And let's see, a little Dutch boy, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a page and a pixie.
Mm-hmm.
And pigtails and ponytails. And
any men's hairstyles?
Afro.
Don't women have afros sometimes?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Any other men's hairstyle?